Welcome to 1869, the Cornell University Press podcast. I'm Jonathan Hall. Today I'm joined by assistant editor Bethany Wasik and acquisitions assistant Ellen Murphy, who will both be attending the Archaeological Institute of America and the Society for Classical Studies joint annual meeting, which is taking place in Washington, D.C. this January 2nd through the 5th. I spoke to them in Ithaca as they were prepping for the meeting. How are you guys doing today?
We're good.
What are you excited about for this conference?
I think I'm most excited that we're going at all. We haven't gone in maybe a decade or more, from what I understand. And it's really exciting because we're building up our classics and archaeology lists. And this is a really, really great opportunity to meet scholars in the field, talk about book projects, and exhibit our books that we've been publishing in those areas so people can see what we've been up to.
Yeah, and I have only gone to a couple conferences, so I'm excited to meet people and get to know more about the classics list.
What kind of projects are you looking for?
I'm looking kind of two directions. One is in areas that we've had strong publications in the past. So we have a list that focuses on Mediterranean archaeology, and there's going to be a number of people there working on projects in regards to that. We've also published a few things in more traditional classics. Greek and Roman literature are also areas that we have a strong backlist in. But I'm also interested in expanding our classics and archaeology lists in new directions. And so I'm really interested to see who shows up at the booth, what sort of topics they're presenting in, and looking in those directions to kind of diversify our list.
And you have a presentation that you're giving?
Yeah, I'm presenting in a panel on Saturday called Humanities Publishing in Transition, and it was set up by Deborah Stewart at the University of Pennsylvania Library System, and I'm speaking with another editor that focuses on classics at Johns Hopkins Press, Catherine Goldstead, and then we're talking with some other scholars and researchers about digital platforms and how that's affecting the field of humanities.
Excellent, excellent. What are you most looking forward to at the conference?
I'm just excited to show off our books and to meet people and a fresh experience in these areas. And I hope that it will help get the word out that we want to expand in these areas and diversify our list to move forward in it. I think it's a really exciting area. I think there's a lot of really cool research going on. And we've not done as much with it in the past as I think we should. We're developing new series with the classics departments on campus, and so we're going to promote that and ask people to consider sending us their book projects for it.
Excellent. This is the Cornell Studies in Classical Philology.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really looking forward to spending the first weekend of the year at this conference. I find conferences really invigorating and exciting. So to sort of start off the year by talking to scholars, meeting people in the field, and talking about our books, it's going to be really exciting.
Excellent, excellent. And do you guys have any plans being in D.C. to do anything outside of the conference?
Not yet, but there's a lot of potential. We're going to be downtown, and so there's going to be a lot of things nearby to try out, hopefully meet other authors or editors from other presses and do some networking and see what's going on with them.
I'll be staying with a friend who lives in D.C. and hoping that she can show us around to all the local places.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thanks for sharing your thoughts with me, and hope you guys have a great time, and a happy new year.
Thanks for chatting with us.
Thanks.
Yeah, take care. That was Cornell University Press Assistant Editor Bethany Wasik and Acquisitions Assistant Ellen Murphy. If you are attending the AIA-SCS 2020 meeting, please stop by our booth to say hello and take a look at our new books in the field, all of which will be available for a special meeting price of $18.69. Thank you for listening to 1869, the Cornell University Press podcast.